The North had its failures, including Pinkerton's faulty reports before and during the Peninsula Campaign. Confederate cavalry reconnaissance always outran the Union's. But over the 4 years of war, Federal intelligence gathering proved more successful in battles like Gettysburg's than that of the Confederates. The Union's ability to track changes in enemy numbers and organization, even Pinkerton's flawed operation, always outpaced the rebel capability. The Federals proved better at protecting their communications and intercepting the enemies. They had more balloons. Lafayette Baker put many innocent people in jail and pocketed some of the graft he discovered. And he failed miserably in uncovering threats to Lincoln. But he also locked up the guilty and uncovered fraud. His counterintelligence operation in Washington was far ahead of John Winder's in Richmond. The South had its showy celebrity spies, like Rose Greenhow and Belle Boyd, whose espionage turned out to be of marginal value. The North had the courageous workhorse Elizabeth Van Loo, who operated quietly in the shadows, providing intelligence crucial for Grant's drive on Richmond. The quiet and unassuming George Sharp pioneered what today is called all-source intelligence, merging espionage, cavalry reconnaissance, and signal intercepts with prisoner, deserter, and refugee interrogations to produce reports on Confederate strength and movement. The phone tapping, human collection, and aerial snooping today's U.S. spy community engages in can be traced to the Civil War. It's no wonder that the CIA tasked analysts to study the era's tradecraft for lessons learned. Alan Pinkerton lamented the fact that he had lost valuable publicity during the war years because he used his pseudonym, E.J. Allen. He was bitter that Lafayette Baker became a celebrity after the capture of Booth and Herald. He felt he had not received the recognition he deserved for protecting Lincoln's life in Baltimore, while Baker was promoted to brigadier general and escaped blame for the president's assassination. Still, the Civil War was profitable for Pinkerton. He earned $38,567 as McClellan's spy chief, and made money after that investigating contract fraud in New Orleans.